your shine is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hey, bubs.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I'm Matt, man.
I'm talking two stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
What was that?
I don't know, man. That's just what came out.
I don't know, man.
Can't explain it. That's just happened.
So you can talk in a weird Cuban accent, and then I'll talk like I'm from Staten Island all day.
It's okay, let's do this, man. What you laughing at? Just not to be serious out here, okay?
I don't know, sugar tits.
Oh.
All right, we're done. Let's get some hot dogs, okay? Hey!
Whoa! Okay, whoa.
Forget about it.
Okay, this is getting way too over time. Okay, the people right home are gonna want the frig. F-R-I-G frig.
So, hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
It's been a little bit. Our last episode we had was our Valentine's Day special. Our bromantic
talked like
Valentine's
this.
Day.
And we were like, hello. Hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet. It's time for Two Stars and Madman coming at you. That's how we talked almost the whole time.
The whole time.
We had a lot of downloads for that episode.
You weirdos.
And one of our most downloaded episodes in a while since our...
We have a lot of...
Since our newspaper
pervy
episode.
Pervy people.
I think the pictures I posted on Facebook of us like embracing each other on Valentine's Day, I think that helped a lot.
Oh, okay, that's true.
It was a fun night.
It was a fun night, for sure. So, this year is about to get crazy, Tom.
Yeah.
Because it is now almost officially March. And March starts, well, I guess last week it started with the Lego Batman release.
Yeah.
And then now, it's just crazy movie release time.
It's getting crunch time.
So, do you know what comes out on March 3rd, which is like 8 days away, 9 days away?
It was something that looked awesome and gory and kick-assery. Oh, wait.
Logan. That's just some movie about a kid named Logan, right?
Some kid from the hood.
All the millennial parents named their kids Logan.
Yep. It does sound like a millennial,
Logan,
like a new generation kid.
Ashton.
Aiden.
Anakin.
Anakin.
Harry.
Hermione.
Hermione's.
Ron. What are the geeky name? Bruce.
Do you think people name their kids Link and Zelda?
I've heard a few. Like, Robin Williams' daughter named Zelda because of the
video
game.
It is, you're right. Well, it's because Robin Williams is kind of the man, though.
Yeah. Oh, I just made myself sad.
So, I figured, Tom, with the release of Logan next week, which is obviously about Wolverine, we would do a Wolverine special.
Hey!
Do you have a good Wolverine impersonation you could throw in there?
You may not know, I may not be well like. Wait, how was it?
I'm trying to remember how the quote goes.
I'm the best at what I do, and what I do is not very nice.
Oh, that's good. It gave me goosebumps almost. Like half goosebumps.
Bub.
You gotta throw the bub in there, right?
Snick, snick,
snick. Ow! Oh! Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke, bitch.
How about a Crystal Pepsi?
I don't know why I threw the bitch.
Apparently it's a shrimp coke.
Talking about shrimp. Shrimp coke. Put shrimp coke in my mouth.
Shrimp coke tail. It's like a cocktail, but you put coke in it.
A cocktail? A
shrimp cocktail?
Shrimp cocktail is delicious. So Logan release date is March 3rd.
Just around the corner.
Something that's exciting about this, Tom.
If?
Is, and why a lot of people are stoked, is supposedly this Hugh Jackman says that, what's another funny name like Benedict
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman!
Granted, he's from Australia, so.
Yeah. He has said that this is going to be his last time as Wolverine.
Yeah.
So you think it's true?
I think it's true.
I just find it hard to believe that they don't put Deadpool, like, they don't have a movie with him in Deadpool. You know how much money they can make?
They would make a lot of money.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and Deadpool.
Although
together.
I think at this point, if they do the next Deadpool, they could have the next Wolverine come out, and he can do it from now on.
Okay, I guess that
whoever
makes
that's going to be,
and kind of have Colossus and Teenage Negasonic Teenage Warhead be part of like the new kind of X-Men group with the new Wolverine. And
I don't think they really need. Maybe Colossus was funny, but I don't really think they need Negasonic Teenage Warhead back.
You didn't like her?
She was fine. Sassy teenager.
Yeah, I think they're totally will bring her back.
Okay.
Yeah. I think her character and Colossus worked well together.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And the other exciting thing, the two other exciting things about this movie and what makes it so special, is that this is the first time we're going to see an R-rated Wolverine.
That's right. First time R-rated X-Men movie. I mean, Deadpool, I wouldn't call that an X-Men movie.
No, I mean neither.
But this full-on adamantium feral rage Wolverine, snickety-snicked blood slice.
I watched a review, a non-spoiler review on YouTube today, and the guy was almost speechless on how gory he said it was.
Really?
He said it was insanely gory, blood everywhere, super violent. That made me kind of excited.
Got a little feral rage going.
Right, and that's what I want to see, because we haven't really seen that yet with Wolverine.
Really? They've always kind of like, he would cut people, but no blood or anything, and they're just like, oh, they've just apparently dried up.
So do you think they made the right choice of doing an R rating?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they don't want to do R ratings for comic book movies, because it takes away a lot of their key audience,
which is families and kids.
Families. Right.
But Logan is such a hardcore character that you just gotta.
At least once.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is we had the first appearance of X-23.
Yep, that's true.
Movies. So maybe they take Logan all out of it altogether and they just have X-23 be the new.
Well, another thing I heard of, though, that this movie is actually, like, it's not tied into the other X-Men movies. It's like its own parallel world.
Oh, okay.
So it's its own story, its own
thing. It's going to be kind of interesting. I had heard that it's going on the same timeline as Days of Future Past.
Yeah? I don't know.
So maybe
that Jackman, that's a thing that Hugh Jackman tweeted about, that it's its own separate thing.
Okay. So maybe it's saying, so maybe what this is it's Days of Future Past before they change the world.
Maybe.
Like, and they show at the beginning, everybody dying except him and Professor X, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that's
what
it is.
That makes sense. It's the alternate timeline from the movie universe where it's split.
Right. How excited are you for this movie, Tom?
I can't wait. Because I like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I like the old man Logan storyline, so I can't wait.
It does look completely different than the
movie. It's a bit different from the comic book, but it's still pretty cool.
It does look pretty sweet, for sure. I'm super excited for the movie, too. I just want to see a Wolverine who is unstoppable, rage monster.
Complete unstoppable beast and snickety-snicking, slicing limbs, stabbing, shanking, flying through the air.
Cutting throats.
Cutting throats and taking dog tags, I don't know.
What?
Snicked, yoink.
Whose dog tags is he taking?
I don't know, apparently. Apparently this post-apocalyptic soldier, I don't know.
They all have dog tags. Every time he kills him, he's like, it's so awkward because he's got his claws out. He hasn't retracted them yet. So he's like trying to like take the dog. Because you know how hard it is to like take dog tags
off?
So instead of ripping it, he's just trying to get the beaded chain off. And he's fumbling with his claws and they're like clanking together.
Forget
stuff.
It. Snicked.
Son of a bitch. Fuck.
Oh man.
The whole time he's doing it, the guy's still semi alive. So the claws are just like cutting his skin.
Leave me alone.
And there's like a whole bunch of people around him, like Professor X and stuff, they're all just like awkwardly staring.
It's a little subplot going here with the dog tags that people didn't know about, but hey, guess what? You got a leak here. The dog tag subplot in the movie where Wolverine's bumbling.
Do you think this is going to be the best Wolverine movie we've ever seen?
I think so. I've heard many a things saying that it is, so I'm ready for it.
I've heard many things that it is as well. I'm a little disappointed because we're not going to get a whole lot of like X-Men characters and stuff. But for me, like one of my favorite Wolverine movies we've had so far was The Wolverine,
right?
Which didn't have them in it.
Nope.
So
The Wolverine, that whole story I wasn't a big fan of because it was a fun movie, but literally you could just take Wolverine out of it and it's just an action movie.
Yeah, it could have been like a completely different guy. It
wasn't really X-Men-y or anything Marvel-y.
It was just an action movie
that they threw Wolverine into, it seems right. like.
Right, I do agree with that. It was still a good movie, though, but I agree that it didn't scream Wolverine. It wasn't like a Wolverine story. Did you like Wolverine and X-Men Apocalypse, where they did that kind
of
thing?
I thought that was cool, because that's, you know, kind the of the little tied in his origin, where they put the little sensory things on him to boost up his abilities.
So, we will be posting stuff all about this Wolverine movie throughout the next week and stuff, and when we go see it, and we'll probably put a little review online too, Tom. So make sure that you could find all of that stuff on our Facebook page.
That's right.
At Deep Fried Geeks. On our Twitter page, or at Deep Fried Geeks. And our Instagram as well. If you have any questions or want to reach out to us about anything, they can email us too, right, Tom?
Yes, they can.
And deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com. Oh, that was good. That was like synchronized.
Harmonious.
It was. So I figured if we're doing a Wolverine-centric episode, that it would be fun to kind of dive into the origins of Wolverine.
Okay.
Not his, per se, origin story, but how he was created, who he was created by, what he first appeared in.
Okay.
So if you're not familiar with Wolverine, which you should be living under a rock if you're listening to this podcast.
Living in some kind of secret facility, being turned into a killer weapon.
And a Bactic tank.
Yeah.
Apparently
you're Luke Skywalker now.
The character first appeared in the last panel of Incredible Hulk 180.
Yep.
You know, that comic goes for buku bucks.
Major buku bucks. I would love to add that to my collection, but I don't know if I have that kind of money.
With his first full in 181, cover dated November 1974. He was created by writer Len Wein and Marvel art director John... Cut that part off.
Oops. John something.
I don't think it's John Romita.
John
Romita, yeah. Oh. John Romita Sr. Who designed the character and was first drawn for publication by Herb Tripp. Wolverine then joined a revamped version of the superhero team, the X-Men, where eventually writer Chris Claremont and artist writer John Byrne would play significant roles in the character's development. Artist Frank Miller then collaborated with Claremont and helped to revise the character with a four-part eponymous limited series from September to December 1982, in which Wolverine's catchphrase, "I'm the best there is at what I do, but what I do isn't very nice," debuted. Wolverine is typical of many tough guy anti-heroes, Tom, that emerged in American popular culture after the Vietnam War. His willingness to use deadly force and his brooding nature became standard characteristics for any comic book anti-heroes. By the end of the 1980s, as a result, the character became a fan favorite of the increasingly popular X-Men franchise and has been featured in his own solo comics since 1988. He's appeared in most X-Men adaptations, including animated television series, video games, and live-action 20th Century Fox X-Men film series, which is portrayed by Hugh Jackman, and we know all that. So Wolverine has been in tons and tons of media and pop culture.
Yeah.
Tons and tons of media.
Yeah, he's everywhere. He's the best at what he does.
So like what I just said, cartoons, video games, movies, and the comic books, of course.
Explosion.
So that brings to me, what is your favorite iteration of Wolverine? So, let's go with, before we talk about story arcs of Wolverine, let's go, like, what's your favorite version of Wolverine? So, do you prefer the Wolverine from a certain comic series, the Wolverine from the cartoon show, the Wolverine from the video games, the Wolverine from the movies?
There was one series that only had one season, which is really stinky because it was really cool. It was a really awesome series. It was called Wolverine and the X-Men, I want to say.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
So that's one of my favorite versions. So basically, it's the Days of Future Past storyline, but instead of Kitty Pryde, it's almost like the movie where Wolverine gets sent into the past to stop the Sentinels.
Yeah.
But the season ends on such a good cliffhanger.
And then they never return. And they
didn't. Yeah, it just didn't. It got canceled. But so, that version of Wolverine, I thought was awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
And it also had a lot of X-Men cameos and tie-ins. Like, yeah. Hank McCoy was there and stuff like that. So it was really cool.
I'm trying to think. They did the Superhero Squad Wolverine too.
Yeah, the little kitty version.
Yep. He's been in like Spider-Man. Cartoons. Yep, he's been in the
Ultimate Spider-Man series. He was in that a couple times.
I did see Wolverine and the X-Men. I thought that was pretty good. My favorite is a cartoon also, but mine is the original.
The 90s cartoon?
The 90s X-Men animated series.
I just keep going.
Okay. If I'm going to be honest, that was my, I think, probably my first introduction to Wolverine, if I could think back long enough.
Yeah, mine too.
Was the cartoon.
Yeah. I did love that X-Men cartoon.
And I just loved how rough he was and how much of a rebel and a jerk he was.
That's true.
Like, even if you go back and watch a cartoon now, you're like, man, they portrayed him like this guy's a butthole. Completely.
Big, fuzzy little butthole.
And his
chocolate covered fuzzy butthole.
Wolverine buttholes, bub. Get him while they're hot.
Why is there hair in it? there's a little niche marking for geeks.
My butthole.
Comic book people.
It's the
buttholes.
Best at what it does. But it's not a very nice butthole. Very nice. We're talking about chuck covered buttholes.
Are we?
Oh
my That's amazing.
So how about like story arc? Is there any like certain story arc that is your favorite Wolverine story?
I'm really digging the Old Man Logan story arc right now. Both the original, where he's like in the wasteland, and then this newer version where he goes back in time to prevent it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty good.
A little alternate reality, like alternate timeline, and how did these things happen, and everything goes to crap, and he still saves the world. Sort of.
Sort of, kinda.
Well, I mean, because, you know, he's still stuck in this wasteland at the end of the Old Man Logan story. He's still.
Yeah.
Still at the end of the world, but he's still surviving. Him and Hulk Baby.
So, that series is finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new Old Man Logan series, is that finished yet? Or is it still
going? No, that's still
going.
They just had the 18th issue came out last week.
I only think I read up to like 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's all I read up to. But I have them all. I just haven't read them.
For me, I think anything that involves Sabretooth.
Yeah,
like their story, the Weapon X and X-Force story is my favorite. Sabretooth is probably easily my top three favorite villains of all time.
Mm. That always trying to one-up his old bud.
Yes, and so I definitely like, that's probably my favorite X-Men, my favorite Wolverine story arc. There's tons of good ones, though, and tons of storylines he's in. And
like the Dark Phoenix one where he has to like stop. You know, his whole love triangle with Jean Grey, and then she gets the Phoenix Force. And
stupid Scott Summers. Scott Summers. Baby back, bitch. Baby back, bitch, Scott Summers. Always crying and shit. Cry, baby, Scott.
Killing Professor Xavier.
Why don't you keep crying, Scott?
Why don't you take glass off and cry red tears?
I killed everyone I love.
You know what's weird? I didn't realize until recently what his mutant power actually is. Is he...
Being a douche?
Yeah, that's... he's got enhanced douchebaggery. So basically, like, every time he opens his eyes, he opens a portal to another realm, and those rays are coming from another realm.
That's what that is?
That's his power, is his eyes open a gateway to another realm.
So, have they ever had a story where they stop the beam, and where Simba could go into the realm through his eyes?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
They should do that.
Have Ant-Man just fly right into his eyes.
Oh, that'd be sweet. See what happens.
It sucks in here.
That's crazy. Where did you learn that about?
It was like a little did you know thing about X-Men and stuff.
Okay. So, and I guess that's a good topic to bring up of Wolverine's abilities. Because I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, like just kind of regular generic fans of the movies. They think his ability is his claws, right?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Nope. That's only part of it.
And so his ability and his main healing, his main ability is his healing factor. His
incredible healing factor.
And that's what got him where he was able to get introduced with adamantium.
That's his main reason why he survived the adamantium bonding process is because of his incredible healing factor. Not too many other people or mutants were able to survive it.
She's Wolverine the best.
Darn right, son.
That was gross, sorry.
He's Canadian too, eh?
What do you think his favorite Canadian food is?
Bacon.
Bacon. Canadian bacon. Wow, pancakes and maple syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maple syrup frog
just like stabs a box of Tim Hortons with his claws and just eats them off there. Like a donut kebab.
Timmy Hortons.
And Wendigos. You know what a Wendigo is?
It's a like a mythical creature, isn't it? It's
basically like a Yeti werewolf. That's the best way to describe it. It's like if you get scratched by one, you turn into one.
That's sweet. I want to be a Wendigo.
They're like big Yetis.
Do you believe in the Yeti?
I think he might be out there. I don't know. Bigfoot and stuff.
Do you believe in the Yeti or Bigfoot?
I think Bigfoot is a Yeti. He's just an American Yeti.
Okay, so
there's like Asian Bigfoot would be a Yeti in the Himalayas.
Okay, and so he lives in the snow, so he has to have white fur.
Yeah.
It's good to blend in.
To blend in with the snow.
But in America and jungles, he has different colored fur.
Right, and specifically in Florida, the Bigfoot's called skunk ape.
Yeah, right. And so they have to have, it's kind of like humans, where they're different colors and different continents.
Species and different continents, yeah. So let's not delve too far into that topic. This is, in my opinion, we should just change topics real quick.
Wolverine versus the Yeti.
No, not the Yeti part, just like the different colors, different continents.
So
it's the Black Yeti. Why are you going to be a Black Yeti? Because you're an Africa? What's going on here?
The White Yeti. The Chinese Yeti.
The small yellow Yeti.
Not only his size is small, other parts of him are as well. And he's really
That's
bad
why he's
driving.
Always angry. It's very ornery.
Why people always try to take a picture of me?
No, the ironic
I'm such
part,
an angry Yeti.
If anything, then he should be taking a picture of other people because, like, Chinese tourists are always got like cameras.
You try to take a picture of me. I take a picture of you
I
now.
Take a picture of you. Take a picture of you, walk away. Look over my shoulder. How you think? Chinese Yeti tattoo.
Me, Chinese Yeti.
You come back 5 minutes, you get Yeti far right. Okay, we're done. We have to change it here. For all of our Asians and Asian American viewers, I'm sorry.
What about the Yeti?
I think if we offended a Yeti, this very high tech Yeti, he's listening to our podcast. What does the Yeti want?
What about the Yeti from Hawaii?
The Polynesian Yeti?
Polynesian
I'm pretty sure that's The Rock. They just shaved him and put him on TV.
That's how... Yeah. Vince McMahon was in Hawaii on vacation. And you saw him walking around.
Just walking in the woods.
I'm going to teach him, you gave how him, to talk.
He gave him the eyebrow. Taught him to talk.
Like, you're going
to
make me lots of money, pretty boy. My pretty, pretty
my precious
boy.
My precious
welcome, my Wonder Man. My millionaire ape man.
Shame you and you have muscles.
The amazing ape man.
The Rock. Oh, we'll call you Dwayne Johnson. Okay, alright. Back to our Wolverine special.
Special. this is my favorite. This was great. Not in any way endorsing that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is an ape for brains. Because he's a strong, intimidating, cool man.
Video games, Tom!
Video games, so my favorite video games with the Wolverine in them.
Yes!
Spike played a lot, too. I love the Marvel Ultimate Alliance series.
Okay.
Where you can, like, make a four-person team of, like, all these different Marvel heroes.
That is a pretty sweet video game.
And Wolverine's pretty heavy in those two. He's always in, like, the main first team you always start off as. He's always in that team. Plus, he's pretty BA. Like, you just get enough going, you get your rage going, and you just start slicing through people. Snake, all over the place.
Yep. Wolverine and Street Fighter.
Marvel vs. Capcom?
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, he's pretty beast. I like him. He's usually always on my team when I fight because he's fast and I can get a good combo going.
Berserker Barrage.
X-Men Legends. That was a pretty good one, too.
That was fun. I didn't beat both. I only played the first one. I didn't beat it, but it was pretty. It's the same kind of concept as Marvel Ultimate Alliance. We have a four-person X-Men team.
Right, it was very similar to Marvel Alliance.
I think it came first, so that's probably where Ultimate Alliance came from.
They kind of cheated.
I don't know, aren't they both by Activision, so I think it's okay.
Oh, okay. Even though the movie sucked, I really enjoyed the X-Men Origins Wolverine game.
Yeah, that game was pretty intense, because again, that was like the first real Wolverine game where you're like cutting people's limbs off.
And you could go into Berserker Rage and all that.
Another pretty cool thing is like you healed in real time, so like as you're getting shot and having grenades, so you would lose like your skin, and you're like, so you start to see like the adamantium skeleton and stuff, and then usually he starts to slowly heal in real time, and his skin grows back. It looks kind of cool. Like, there's literally a part where I'm, like, running through this trench, and there's, like, helicopters shooting rockets at me, and for a good solid 2 minutes, all I saw was my skeleton, because I just kept getting bombarded with rockets, and I couldn't heal fast enough.
Stop shooting the rockets at me!
Stop shooting shiny metal, Scally Man! I don't know why Hulk came out, but that's just what happened. I mean, you can't talk about Wolverine without Hulk.
Do you remember X-Men Mutant Academy? You're right, you can't.
Sounds familiar. What is that one?
I don't know. I'll have to click on it. It was for PlayStation.
Was that a fighter game? I'm pretty sure.
I think it was, too.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yep, it was a fighting game. If I remember, it wasn't very good.
I want to say they made two of them, too.
I like the X-Men game. Just a straight-up X-Men game. The side-scroller.
Oh, for, like, Super Nintendo?
This one. No, you can. I don't know if you could get it on Super Nintendo. I know it wasn't the arcade game.
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
This one.
Yeah, that one where you had to. It was like the first
arcade
game.
And you had to fight all the Sentinels and stuff, and it was a six game. You could play as Cyclops,
Storm,
Colossus, Wolverine, Nightcrawler.
I want to say it was Storm. Maybe not.
Yeah, Storm's in there, and I think that's Rogue.
Okay, Rogue was pretty big in the 90s, so that makes sense.
She was. Do you have a Rogue impersonation?
Hun.
Hun.
I'm going to slice up some Yetis, bub.
Okay, hun.
So, movies, Tom. Do you know that he's been in eight... Hugh Jackman has played Wolverine in 8 movies so far.
Yeah. So
you've got the first X-Men movie, X2, X-Men The Last Stand, Wolverine Origins, The Wolverine, X-Men First Class, he was in briefly, X-Men Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse, and then as of March 3rd, it's going to make number 9, and it's going to be Logan.
Over the span of 7, well, technically like 18 years, he's been playing the Wolverine.
Yeah.
Because the first X-Men movie came out in 2000. I remember that.
Pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
It definitely does not feel like it's been that long.
I know. It's weird. It's one of those things with aging. I don't like it, where you look back and like, oh my gosh, has it been so
long?
Yeah,
I don't like getting old either.
I feel like Finn Rizzell from Willow. Has it been so long?
And Mad Mardigan. Ah, fuck, I want to watch Willow now.
Willow's a great movie.
Oh, such a good movie, man. I need to own that. I don't have it.
I have it on VHS.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Willow's so good.
It's a great, underrated movie.
So, I don't remember where I was going with that.
8 and 9 movies. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And so this is going to be the end. And it's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad because kids in the future will have to look back and watch these movies and be like, well, my Wolverine's different than your Wolverine. Like, well, your Wolverine sucks.
So really, he's been in every X-Men movie.
Yeah, that's pretty like good commitment because there's no other person in the X-Men movies that's been one that same character the whole time. Nobody else has played the same character. Because even you got like James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender changed it up.
You're right.
But he has been Wolverine every time.
Pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty awesome,
that's
really.
Commitment. And in,
it is commitment.
And we admire you, Mr. Jackman.
So what is your favorite X-Men movie? Not necessarily your favorite Wolverine in an X-Men movie, but what's been your favorite X-Men movie, you think?
It's been a while since I've watched them all, but I still like the first two. I have all of them except for Days of Future Past and Apocalypse.
Okay.
Because I have the Wolverine collection, which goes with X-Men, X2, Last Stand, Wolverine Origins, and I want to say First Class.
That's pretty sweet. And your collections.
And the Wolverine, yeah. It was like what was on Amazon for like $20. So.
Oh, really?
It was a good collection.
Is it digital or?
Blu-ray.
Blu-ray? Yeah. Did it come in a sweet little box or anything?
Nice little, like...
$20 you got all those DVDs
It was like a day of the sale, or sale of the day kind of thing.
Holy crap, that's a good deal, man. My favorite, I think, is the original X-Men movie. Yeah. I really enjoyed how they introduced him and Rogue and all that, and I really enjoyed that. My favorite Wolverine from the movies is probably... I just thought he was great in Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Because really that was almost a Wolverine-centric story.
It was.
I know a lot of people get upset because X-Men were the X-Men. Stan Lee created the X-Men. And they were the X-Men before...
Stan and Jack.
Yes, before Wolverine.
Yeah, the X-Men have been way longer than Wolverine, yeah.
Right, and so, but now it's like, you think of the X-Men... You think of Wolverine.
Wolverine, yeah. He's the most famous X-Men, in my opinion.
And it's kind of annoying. Do you think it's a little annoying?
I guess I could see how it's annoying, but he's my favorite X-Men, so...
Yeah. You know who my favorite X-Men is?
No. Beast. Whiny Cyclops.
Don't know my favorite
Professor
X-Men
Xavier. No. Sabretooth.
He's not an all-the-time X-Men.
Nightcrawler. He's not alt, so what do you mean? Like, he's like... freelances in other groups,
kinda.
Like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Deadpool
does his own thing.
I already said Wolverine.
He's a thief.
Oh, Gambit.
Gambit! Oh! Love Gambit, man. He's so sexy.
So sexy. that French debonair.
I have the first appearance of Gambit.
Oh, really?
Comic
too. Nice. That's pretty cool.
I got it stored away. He is my favorite. And they ruined him in the movies because he's only been in the Origins.
Yeah, he was only in the Origin. You didn't like how he's portrayed in that?
I hated that whole movie.
I liked it for what it was. But it was, it's kind of like, that's not accurate. That's okay.
It was just weird. And the whole Deadpool ending thing.
Yeah, that part was like, what the hey, why?
Yeah, it was weird.
I've got swords in my arms, but I can bend them freely.
And I'm gonna shoot you with laser eyes now.
Yeah, right?
And I got my mouth taped shut. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Let's take away all the best things about Deadpool.
Yeah, just mash them together, one creepy looking, no talking, teleporting, laser eye shooting.
Tom.
Yeah.
We have said before in the past.
We have.
That a hero...
Uh-huh.
Is only as good as its villains.
Right.
So
we have said that, yeah.
I think we've said that. We're talking about Batman mainly.
Yeah, mostly Batman.
Because Batman.
Avengers, I want to say.
I think we've also made, one of us has made a statement, a pretty blatantly that Batman has the best rogues gallery and villains of all any superhero.
I think you're right. He has a lot, too.
Yes.
Which is not a good thing.
They're all amazing, too.
No. Like, if you're a superhero, you kind of want to keep it to a minimum.
2 to 3 villains.
He's got way too damn many.
Well, we know that the Wolverine now has a new greatest enemy. And it's the Yeti.
Stop taking pictures of me, bub.
Stop squeezing in on my special, bub.
You come back. Me take more picture.
You bring me dog to eat. Dog and kitty.
I take kitty, take horse, no care. Put on top rice, all good. Maybe even children. He's the Yeti. What's gonna stop him? Just stealing babies from little Himalayan villages.
Maybe even children. You know what, though? Whenever I think of a Yeti or any
abominable snowman,
or the abominable snowman, or the skunk ape, or the what's his other name, Bigfoot. Yeah. I always go back to Monsters Inc.
Okay,
and when he's looking at the snow,
you guys want some snow cones?
He gets the snow cones out of his pee.
They're not pee; they're lemon flavored.
I can't snow make a snow cone.
No, he says he's like, oh no, they're lemon. he tells them they're not pee. Oh no, you covered in my hot
but
pee.
But he used to go outside and make it more.
That's just gross, bud.
That's not how I thought about it, but alright.
You don't just go outside and pee in the snow, bud. That's gross. Sometimes you gotta write your name.
So that's how a fight between the Yeti and Wolverine would start. He's like out tracking Sabretooth. And he's in the snow and he's like sniffing. And
a big trail of like big yellow balls.
And what's going on here?
You want snow cone?
All right, sure. I'll take a bite.
He just spits it out.
Did you pee in this?
Maybe. Me Chinese, me play dog, me go pee pee in
the
That was apparently something for Sabretooth in the Himalayas, so it's close enough to China.
Sabretooth is no longer my greatest villain. It's now the Chinese Yeti.
The elusive prankster Yeti.
It's so funny. I'm very, very funny.
You laugh about this later.
4 hours later.
We make you laugh long time. This is terrible. Again, Deep Fried Geeks.
We love Asians.
We love Asians. and their culture.
I'm crying.
If you can't laugh at yourself, then...
Right?
That gum, you're too darn up.
Let's make fun of fat Americans.
Alright, so, speaking of fat Americans, now we have to do like a... When we think about doing our fat Batman, we can do like fat Wolverine.
Hey, what's up, bub? What's up, bub?
What's up, bub?
You got bacon, bub? I just killed the Yeti. Chinese Yeti ate him, bub.
I ate him.
He tasted like dribbles.
He tasted like stir fry.
I cooked him in a wok for irony.
Yeti Max Baron.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Wolverine, I'm a fan of irony.
Very big fan of dramatic irony, that Wolverine.
Oh my gosh.
In case you don't know what dramatic irony is, just watch Lemony Snicket. So explain it for like 5 minutes what dramatic irony is.
Thank you, Patrick Warburton.
I've been watching that all this week, so...
You haven't finished it yet?
Not yet. I'm on the second to last episode.
God, I finished it way too quick.
Yeah.
I finished, like, second day.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
So good.
Okay. It's one of those, like, it's those shows that tries to be weird and quirky, and it's like, I don't know, it's hard to get through sometimes.
It tries to be very quirky. All right, so, Tom.
Anyway.
A hero is only as good as his villains.
Yep.
Well, I made a list of Wolverine top five villains, and you already just saw the list. So for me, my top five is Magneto.
Yeah,
I thought it was up there. Shingen, he is the woman that he falls in love with in the comics.
Yeah,
it's kind of like her dad or uncle or something.
Oh right, that's
and
right.
They fight over in love, Angel a lot.
And he kills him, and she gets mad and she leaves him.
Right. Silver Samurai.
Yeah.
Lady Deathstrike.
Okay,
I got his number two. And number one is Sabretooth.
You don't have William Stryker on your list?
I did not, because that's just top five. Do you think maybe William Stryker would take the spot of Shingen?
I think so, because without Stryker, you wouldn't have the Weapon X that we all know and love today.
Right, I think I agree with that.
ER.
William Stryker.
Because he's the one who, like, you know, tortured him to hone his abilities.
Yeah.
Give him his adamantium skeleton. And made him such a being.
Evil, evil dude.
He was. Very heartless human. Manipulating mutants for his own gain.
I just love watching Magneto and Wolverine interact. Whether it's in cartoons,
mm-hmm.
or the movies, or him like stretching him out, or when he has the bone claws and he doesn't have adamantium anymore, and Wolverine and Magneto doesn't know. Like, anything like that.
He's gotta know, because he ripped them off of him. It's like, oh. Where'd those claws come from? Well, you took the metal off my bones, bub.
So I'm going to rip you up with these ones.
So this is your own fault.
Snick! Snickety, snickety, snick.
Crap, I need metal! Help me, metal! Help me, Tom Cruise!
Help me! Help me, Chinese Yeti!
I can't! I left my walk at home!
I make your dog.
Me no help.
And then the fights of Sabretooth, I loved also.
Yeah.
Any fights of Sabretooth are
Sabretooth, amazing. Oh, it's always like Wolverine's doing his thing and then Sabretooth just comes in and beats the tar out of him and then he has to get his revenge and he beats the tar out of him.
An honorable mention was Mystique.
Mystique.
That was one I didn't add to the list. I thought it was a pretty decent one. I thought about adding Cyclops to the list.
He is kind of like his adversary, but not like a villain. Not like a
villain, right?
Always fighting for the love of Jean Grey,
right? And always, and Cyclops is always a big douchebag.
He is.
Yeah. What is your favorite personal Wolverine villain? Who's your favorite?
I gotta go with the Magnetus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Magnetus.
That's the Magneto plus diabetes.
I figured out that I can.
So that's Wolf for
Brumley. I can feed myself with my powers with a spoon.
So Wolf for Brumley got turned into a mutant, and he got diabetes.
That's funny.
So he has to inject himself with magnetic insulin.
We just go back to the diabetes.
He's one of our staples. Captain Diabetes is one of our staple characters.
He is. So something that I thought would be a fun idea, Tom, is with the new movie coming out, and since it is the last time that we're going to see Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Oh, that's the very end. Nothing. It's not Hero.
Oh, that's what that's supposed to say.
Something that I thought would be fun is that since... they're looking for a new Wolverine, Tom.
Okay.
And James Corden has given me a tape of the auditions already of the celebrities.
Okay, now I'm quite intrigued.
So we're going to play the celebrity impersonation, the actual celebrities doing an audition for
to replace Wolverine.
Right.
Did they have, like, Hugh Jackman, like, on the show or something? Like, so these are, we did our own little thing. We wanted to see who could replace you.
No, it doesn't really, it's not really James Corden. That's me, because you're going to do the impersonations.
Oh. Okay. I thought for a second this is an actual video.
No.
Okay, so.
Sorry to get your hopes up. Surprise, it's you!
Surprise, me! I was about to say, we could just, like, go over that part. And now, whatever. All right, so. Oh, then we just found a video of James Corden.
I'm gonna hurry up and push play time. I don't have a James Corden impersonation.
Well, then that kind of ruins.
So I do have an impersonation. This is James Corden doing an impersonation of Bane.
Okay, now I'm going to show you the tits of the audition of Wolverine. Hugh Jackman is no longer playing it. And later we're going to show you a carpool karaoke with the Asian Yeti. Alright, our very first contestant auditioner is Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Alright, let's see if we can roll that tape for the folks at home.
You know what I say I'm doing, that I what I do to the kids and with the bad people is not very nice. But you know what? They say that I'm the best at what to do. And what I do is a zippity bop the bing the bow, snickety snap the snick snack. Look out, peoples, here comes the Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Here comes the comedy.
Alright. I'm gonna push play again, Tom.
Alright, who's the next celebrity on the tape?
Alright, thank you very much, Bill. That was interesting. Next up, we'll have Christopher Walken.
Okay, you filthy scumbags. You're giving me that dirty look. I'm going to tell you right now, what I do isn't very nice. But I'm the best at what I do. So come over here. I'm going to give you a little snickety snack and snickety snowl. I'm going to cut you up.
Alright.
The Walken X.
The Walken X. That's so funny. Oh, okay. Whew.
Okay, that was very nice, Christopher. Thank you. I will have you on carpool karaoke later. Up next, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger. But Arnie, we would like you to try something different. This time, you're going to have a love scene with Jean Grey. Go.
Jean, can't you see we're supposed to be together? You can read my mind. Read it. Read what it say. I love you. If I could give you the metal on my bones, I would prove how much I love you. I will cut out my heart because it'll grow back and I will give it to you.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. That was amazing. That's it. Our sports today is a new Wolverine.
No more?
No, we got more.
Okay, good. Because this is fun.
Okay.
I love the Bane part. It makes no sense.
It's James Corden.
Oh, I didn't realize he was famous for playing Bane.
Thank you very much, Arnie. I heard you like to have bare hands. Up next, we have the very famous Sly, Sylvester Stallone.
I heard Mr. Magneto T is out here somewhere. I'm gonna give him a little bit of the left, a little bit of the right. Shit, it's not. Adrian, I mean, Adrian.
You can be a Mick. I mean, Wolfie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you, Sylvester Stallone. You now have my permission to die. I mean, join me in Kabul Karaoke next week. We will go viral. Have you seen my viral videos with Adele? The memes?
Beyonce, yeah.
Beyonce. Madonna. Other people, check it out. James Corden, YouTube.
Yes. Baines Corden.
Baines. James Baines Corden. Okay, up next, we have the very ever popular.
Oh boy.
The Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Hulk the best at what he do, but what Hulk do isn't very nice. Oh, Hulk not like puny little claws. Hulk smash with fists and stabs. Magneto, not Hulk, not like little magnet man.
And he kissed him.
Okay. Very nice, Hulk. You destroyed my whole James Corden set. Yes.
Oops.
It's okay.
Hulk fight back, though. Bathroom, Hulk.
Next time, Hulk, it will be very painful for you. Alright, up next, we have a very talented voice actor. Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill, thank you for coming today. You're going to audition as Wolverine or Logan. Go.
The thing about Mark Hamill is he's just going to talk about that, but you know the best part about Mark Hamill is he's going to do a bunch of things. You don't know if he's going to be the Joker-ween. Hey, Magneto, I've got a little gift for you. It's in my fist. Snicked. The joke's on you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mark. We know you are a one kind of guy, can only do two things, Luke Skywalker, and you're not more that talented like Bane. Because Bane can be in everything. Because I'm Bane. I can also be inside your mother, Mark.
Wow. Wow. Call him a loser. And diddle his mother.
Okay, just two more now. Next is Matthew McConaughey.
People just want to come down to the beach. I'm just out there relaxing. I'm like, all right. We're going to get this Wolverine thing going right here, right now. All right. I snicked. There's a rookie X-Men out there. We got to bump those rookie X-Men numbers up. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Matt. That was very nice. Remember to check out my YouTube channel with my Carpool Karaoke. I've also been on Doctor Who, and I played in prison on there too. Alright, final audition. Sean Connery.
Yes, I came out of retirement for this special. So let's see, you want me to read it like this? Okay. So what's up with this? He says, some freaky man, he's got powers? Okay, let's see. You cut me, I bleed, but then I heal it over. Oh, that's impressive. Okay. So, what I do isn't very nice. But I'm the best at what I do. So you best watch out, because I'm going to cut you to the quick. And then steal your ladies.
That was good.
Yay, James Corden!
All right, James Corden, everybody! Yeah. Right.
So, a little side question. Okay. Why James Corden? Out of all the people you could have chose.
I figured he is one of the most popular like late night guys.
Yeah. But you could have just been like, we got this video from this casting director. that someone leaked on the internet.
I don't know. James Corden popped in my head.
Okay.
And then I realized I had no idea what he sounds like.
He's just a British guy. I don't know.
All right, can I do one audition?
Yeah, you want to do an audition? Okay. All right, so here you go. All right,
ready?
Oh, looks like we've got one more on the docket here. Oh, sure. It's an executive order. He wanted to come in. He's got nothing better to do. The Twitter's down. So, Mr. President, Donald Trump, would you like to do an audition for Wolverine?
Yes, that'd be very nice, okay? I just want to warn you, let you know, that I'm the very best at what I do, okay? And in this case, what I do is going to be playing Wolverine. I'm going to be playing him very bigly. It's going to be the greatest Wolverine ever. Hugh Jackman? Overrated. Overrated. Sad. Sad Wolverine, okay? Alright? So here's my Wolverine. Bing, bing, bing. Okay? Bing, 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 bing. Schnick, schnick. Bing, bing.
Fast cuts. Okay? Let's go crazy.
Fast, fast cut slow. Alright? I'm the greatest. Donald Trump for president. Make Marvel great again, okay? Alright.
Weapon X president.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. President. I don't know what you have there.
All right, that was fun. Okay, so my final question, Tom.
Okay.
This is an important one. It's a little deep after all the funny, funny jokes. Is Wolverine
the greatest anti-herpo?
More of my great spelling errors. The greatest anti-hero of all time.
It's hard for me to consider him an anti-hero, but I guess he kind of is.
How I see an anti-hero is anybody who kills. If you kill people, you're an anti-hero because you're standing for everything against being a hero. Hero is saving people.
So Jedis kill people sometimes for a better cause. Are they anti-heroes?
You think they are?
No, that's dumb.
Yeah. No, I think they are because...
It can't be someone who's willing to kill because...
Are you just going
to
cut me off? Or are you just going to finish that thought?
No, sorry. See how it feels? Do you see how it feels?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. That's why. I want to interrupt. That's why.
No, go ahead. I want you to finish your thought process now.
You can't just limit to someone who kills. It's someone who doesn't care whether... They live or die, in my opinion.
That makes an anti-hero? Well, they don't care whether they live or die?
No, not them. Like, you know, they're willing to kill, and they don't care if they have to kill someone. Someone who, like, a hero has to, like, make a sacrifice every once in a while. But, like, an anti-hero will kill in order to further their cause.
Right. And you don't think that's Wolverine?
No, I don't think necessarily he's just killing people. He's mostly killing people because he has to, or...
Okay.
I think in my opinion.
Okay.
He's not like Frank Castle who just like murders like you stole a pencil.
We're gonna shoot your brains out now.
So,
all right.
Usually he has a reason for.
So you would classify him as a straight up hero?
Yeah. He usually will do what it takes to do the right thing.
But I don't think Wolverine would like to be called a hero though.
Yeah. Well, like Batman, it's like
I'm a hero. I'm the hero you deserve, not the one you need.
The hero that Weapon X deserves. Not the one that the X-Men need.
Do you think he is the greatest superhero created in the 1980s and on? Because a lot of the great superheroes were all created in the 60s.
Yeah, like Batman.
50s, 60s.
Iron Man, you know. Stuff like that.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Mans.
Right.
Well, if I were to pick, 74, so if the 70s era of new superheroes, I'd say he's probably one of the greatest.
I think 1982 was his origin, wasn't it?
That was 70-something.
Yep, you're right. 74. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You'll learn eventually.
You. 1974, yeah. So, do you think probably... Maybe the greatest pop culture icons of all time.
I think he's definitely one of the greatest comic book characters of all time.
Yeah.
Him, Batman, Iron Man, well maybe not Iron Man, but him, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. Wolverine, Spider-Man.
Yeah, you think he's up in that list, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, you wouldn't put him in
8 movies for no reason.
Yeah. It would just, they sell well because of his sexy abs.
They are tootin'.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jacked.
Remember, Logan comes out on March 3rd. If you want to refresh yourself, watch the trailer. They got a couple different trailers out. The Red Band trailer is the best trailer out there right now. It is crazy. Pretty amazing.
And if you want to see Patrick Stewart curse, it's hilarious.
It is pretty damn good.
Gets you by surprise.
If you think we forgot some great Wolverine moments, or you think we missed some stuff of Wolverine, or you just want to talk Wolverine with us, reach out to us. Let us know. Deep Fried Geeks on social media, like we talked about earlier.
The Wolver tweets.
The Wolver tweets.
And the Weapon X tweets.
I just want to watch that cartoon now.
Is it still on Netflix? It was for a while.
I think so. Yeah, we should go look it up. All right, we're going to go look it up, and we're going to eat some yellow snowballs.
That is yellow.
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. Excuse me. That was awful. Yellow snowballs in Chinese food, Tom.
All right, sounds good. The Yeti was cooking up something for us while we were waiting.
I cook your snowball.
Where's Sophie?
She's with...
The Yeti cooked her, didn't he?
I eat dog now. I like dog.
I like dog good. It's easy. Dog everywhere. Want me to cook rat? No, I cook dog.
Keep calm and geek out.